Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now. Welcome to On Wheels Now. It is your inside look at local motorsports, where drivers, crews, and race fans, and just about anybody can come and talk about local racing. It is a beautiful Tuesday, very hot Tuesday evening here in Vegas. I am your host, Justin Griffiths. We have a packed house tonight, but alongside with me is the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing, Gary?
What's happening?
And it's hot. That's what's happening.
Yes, it is.
It's very hot.
Remember, I got to work out there too.
We got Michael Ressler back in the studio here tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Just sitting in.
Another
quiet over here.
A very busy weekend for all of us.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Yes.
Our guest tonight, I guess I should say guest tonight, is the driver of the 911 Brewing Bomber and this week, Blythe Bomber, or Factory Stock, Mr. Vinny Ricci Jr. How you doing, Vinny?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We're good. It says on. Right here. And the driver of the 21 Factory Stock, Mr. Michael Miller. How you doing, Michael?
Good. Also, crew chief of the 911.
Just got too many names.
Just a side note, when you were doing your spill and brought up just about anybody can come talk, was that me?
Okay. Just about.
Yeah. Anyway, we're a very, very busy weekend in Blythe. We had our 2-day show, which was a pretty successful weekend, I would think. A lot of racing happened. We had a lot of fun. Our trucks, they've been on good shows both nights. Mini stocks, factory stocks, they all did their thing. It's not good when Gary goes silent. He's just
you're talking. How can I be talking?
How was the weekend? How did you feel the weekend went?
Great. It was a great weekend.
Vinny, now we have to start talking. Vinny tried Blythe for the first time. It took some convincing for him to come out.
And way to say, Dylan's on here talking. Glad to see Dylan Rinke back at Blythe Speedway.
Yeah, it was nice to see him back.
Yes.
You know, and his dad was out there helping him out. So it's cool to see the guys, you know, out traveling around different tracks. So it's nice to see him come back out to Blythe Speedway and racing out there and putting on a great show.
Yes.
I say they made the trip in from Kern because they raced Kern Saturday night in the whatever division, the Crown Vic.
Crown
Vic or whatever it is, yeah, out there. And then they came and joined us, and it was good to have everybody back and put on a good show. We had 9 factory stocks show up, which is a great turnout for us, and everybody's giving us a shot. But back to Vinny. Vinny came out from Vegas trying it for the first time. What were your thoughts? What were your thoughts heading into it? Never seen this track and only hearing things that you heard on the internet or in the past, or remembering in the past, because you said you were there with the modified tour back in the day, right?
Correct. The only thing I had in mind was the only like 4 laps I did in the Aaron's Honda around the place. So I mean, and then I tried looking up some videos, but I mean, it's hard to see in videos, and so I was just like, we're gonna just think about it as a quarter mile dirt track and see what we got.
Honestly, from everybody that I talked to and everybody that had dirt experience, they said the same thing. They're like, it drives like a dirt track at times, and you have to move around, and it's not just a one groove racetrack. Like I said before, you see people everywhere. I've seen people down on the curb. I've seen people in the second groove. I even seen a couple of those mini stars riding the wall.
Yeah, me too.
Which was very scary, just so everybody knows.
No, the way I put it after I've raced on it now, it's definitely a driver's track.
Yeah.
So you got to be willing to be up on the wheel, be ready to go, and you're going to try getting everything out of your car there.
And I was happy to see you and Nick Reuchenbach and AJ.
Lawferson. All weekend is Lawferson.
What's AJ's last name? How do you pronounce it?
Don't even know how to pronounce it.
It's just AJ, actually.
We just call him AJ.
AJ and the six mini stock, a.k.a. also skid plate car. You guys all showed up, and Pete and Michael also joined the crew. And Kyle Jax was also out there.
Kyle Jax. He also
made a lap.
Yep.
And he said the same thing. He said that was a lot of fun. So.
He's actually working on trying to get his street stock to come down there now because he had that much fun.
I haven't heard any bad experiences other than people that just – just mad.
Except for the guys that hit the wall.
People that hit the wall never have a good experience, but we get it. We get it. But
no, it's cool that you guys came down from Vegas. Three cars you guys brought down with you, pretty much with the mini stock. And he actually came out with the win on the second night.
Mm-hmm. That was his second race as a actual mini stock on asphalt.
He's only ran it as a skid plate before,
skid
huh?
plate or a uh-huh. car. But that was his first ever career race win. Was that Fly Speed?
Oh, amazing. That's a good memory.
I'm
glad to hear that.
That was his first ever career win.
I seen the emotions when he came into turn one after the checkered flag. You see his big ass in there doing that. That's what we like to see, because that means you're actually having fun out there. And you're actually, I mean, we all put a lot of emotion into racing and a lot of time and effort and money, and seeing that was a good thing. And then his girlfriend was standing behind me and was like, "We want to ride down to Victory Lane? Because I know you want to go."
Right.
She was just standing there.
Right.
And you and Kyle, I believe, ran down there.
I was in my car. I didn't even get to see the race.
Kyle and somebody, your dad ran down there. And his girlfriend was standing behind him, like, kind of, like, waving and like, going like that. I was like, "You want to ride?" Like, we took her on the golf cart down there.
You didn't offer their dad and everybody to ride, just the girl, huh? All right.
Well,
that's
how
yeah. I just told Kyle, I was like, as soon as everybody comes off the track, you're more than welcome to walk. All I ask. I was like, you can go down there and celebrate once everybody gets past you. But now Miller, we got to get Miller down there.
He was down there. He did pretty good barbecue.
Yes, that was very good. I'm not going to lie. But we want to see you in a car.
We're working on it.
Okay.
I think he's scared.
I was actually talking with Jacob Cortero this morning. He wanted to know how it went. So he wants to bring his car down. My goal is I really want to race in a race with 20 factory stocks there. I think it'll be the most fun thing.
I want you to race with 30 factory stocks. How's that?
I'm good. I got four of them.
Good plan.
Jacob, that's five. All right, because there's really 10 factory stocks there this weekend. One didn't make it to Sunday. So you really had 10 throughout the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely good. Right.
So we're five away. We get Kyle to get his back together. 16.
Hey, I thought you said, yeah.
We would have had 10 on Sunday if Ashley would have
the call. Yeah, but, hey, I want to see 30. How's that?
Yeah. It'd be insane.
That would be insane.
It'd be so crazy.
I thought 13 mini stocks was pretty crazy, too, but...
That would be fun.
Yeah, it would. It really would.
It'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, no, because even with the factory stocks, the difference between the factory stocks, I saw a lot more respect in that class than the mini stocks.
Well,
like, there's some door rubbing and stuff in the factory stocks, but that's to be expected on a track like that. No real chopping or nothing like that.
And that's what Chris Vanhurst was saying. He was with the 97, drove into me. But the 87 was also sputtering.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I know Nick very well. I was like, Nick ain't driving you like that. I was like, that was 100% on accident. That was just...
No, if it was Michael Miller or Vinny in the car, we'd have to...
Like, you know, my dad was Chris. That's just Nick, big-time Lawferson for you. That's how he drives.
I can't, Lawferson.
they put a good run together all the way through the field.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was back there battling, and then Ryan, who had never been in a car before.
Nope, he's only tested a couple times in it, actually.
And then he's Nick's crew guy, and he jumped in on Sunday, and I felt like he did pretty well. I mean, he had a flat tire, but
Yeah, you know what? I saw you guys, whoever was in the crew, changing that tire. They changed it just as fast as the NASCAR pit crew would have.
They got back out in time. The stock main event winner with Kyle and Nick.
And by the way, walking through the pits, I heard Nick say, you know, I really don't want to give my ride up.
Seen his face that night when he got out. He was like, man, I made the wrong deal.
I got out in victory lane, and he's standing there, and I'm like, you sure you want to give this to Ryan for the next day? And he kind of looked at the ground and was like, no, but I already told him.
Yeah, that's what I was walking through the pitch or something. I don't know. But somebody said, I made the wrong decision. I don't want to give him a car up.
But Ryan was the first one on the track Sunday morning, and you seen it right then and there. He was not going to give. Because Nick even said at one point, he's like, Ryan might actually back out of this. We're not sure yet. We'll see what happens. And I said, as soon as I seen Ryan come off and go like this to me, I was like, he ain't giving that car up. He'll make the main. We're good.
Well, it's cool to break somebody in on a new track, you know, and a new driver.
In a track like that, and I felt like he kind of held his own. Like, he definitely, like, you can see he wasn't going to try to go up there and race with, like, the Derek King and them guys and RJ and everyone else that was in there. I told him, if you're just out there, I was like, as soon as you take that green flag, you might think you're going to hang in the back. You're not.
No, you just
like you, that racer in you is going to want to go and say, hey, I'm catching up to these guys. Am I wrong? Even if you want to go sit out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the guy in the truck.
I'm just going to do one lap and pull off. Start and park.
Well, he pulled out there, I guess, for three laps.
Three or four laps, yeah. Sure. I knew he wasn't going to do one lap.
Too hard to do.
He's a racer. He ain't going to do one lap. Hey, Vinny, you napping over there, man?
No, I'm just reading the comments.
Yeah, interesting comments, Red.
Yeah.
The show goes on.
Yes.
The show goes on.
Anyway.
I'm just trying to keep informed of everything.
But, well, hold on. I got results.
Oh. I got results.
I was trying to keep comments up, but.
It's all right.
Hold on. So Factory Fox, of course, Vinny, both nights you took the win. Hold on. Where the hell did we go?
Vinny, how did you like that Sunday race? Besides having to drive back to Vegas, but.
The Sunday race?
Yes.
I mean, it was just like a normal Sunday race. Just everything was in the morning. I mean, it all went smooth. I mean, you came to me one time and was just like, hey, can you go to the lineup just a little bit quicker? I mean, it was ran the way I would suggest it to be ran.
I like the fact that the autograph session got canceled just because that wasn't going to be fun for fans or drivers or nobody was going to have a good time during that.
And I know there were a couple of people that came to me and they were upset about it taking a while in between. I was like, but we also have drivers like Donzel that on Saturday, he ran
every class.
Three of the four classes. So three of the five races he was in. And I was like, we can't move the schedule around because at the same point we had a driver running the street stock and a mini stock. We had drivers running a factory stock and a truck. So I was like, you're not going to make everybody happy. And I was like, unfortunately, we tried to get it as good as possible, and we tried to get them going as fast as possible. But
yeah, and it wasn't delayed very long. It was long enough for the guys to get switched over to their vehicle.
I agree on that.
And like I was going to say, I would rather give them a few extra minutes to be in that car safe than to try to juggle for Michael Miller, try to juggle for you, try to juggle for Mike. You know, look, just give them a few extra minutes, and we can still run our program, but, you know, give the driver that has multiple cars a few minutes. To me, that seems more, you know, instead of, you know, Michael come to me, oh, well, I run this class and that class. I run this class and this class. And so somewhere it's going to be back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's just the nature of the battle there.
Right. So just put it out there and give them a few extra minutes to get in their car and safely buckled in.
And we did mention it to everybody, like, look, we do got drivers bouncing car to car. And unfortunately, yes, at times it did seem like it took a little longer. Like when Donzel won the race, he had to go to victory lane. He had to do his speech there and then still run back and get in the next vehicle. Or when he broke in victory lane, we had to tow him off. Well, he ran and got on a golf cart and tried to go get his truck. But it was a good weekend altogether.
Oh,
and the Factory Stocks put on a great show. Like Nick was just on here saying, it was still a great show no matter what. Vinny won on Saturday, followed by Don Zoll, Nick Lucherson.
Lucherson. You got to get his name right.
Chris Enhurst, Andrew Anderson, Derek King, Stephen Irvine, Arizona Shane, Ashley Garrett. And like with Stephen is a Vegas client mm-hmm. again. He made the dedication to come out for the 2 day show. 9 hour drive. Y'all think your drive was bad? He drove 9 hours from Washington City, Utah.
No, I know. I was talking to him about it on Sunday.
And I don't know if he went home right after that.
No, I saw him at the railroad on Monday. He posted a picture. He finally got stuck by the train.
He got out of there by Monday. Huh?
Yeah, he said he was staying the night Sunday.
Yeah.
He probably stayed the night at the train tracks. That damn thing is long.
Yeah, there are certain days that thing will just sit there and you just roll through it.
No, I had some days where you pull up and it's the end of the train and then you turn around and another train's coming.
So it's the same way going to Mojave, right?
Yeah, you can go. That's the Needles way, or you can go the Laughlin way. Yeah.
Okay, I know when I went to Mojave with the Dwarf car, we got stuck on that same damn train, and I want to say Havasu was also the same. You can go down that road, and you get stuck at that damn train every time. The train was forever, Ryan said. But now we'll talk about our late model truck series. I feel like they put on a great show. David Levitt picked up the win on Saturday. We always have fun seeing David out there. David's always a great driver out there. He always seems to have that track down.
He says he loves that track.
He always seems to give everybody a run for their money.
Yeah.
And like Mark Allison's completely different. He's like, me and this track don't get along.
Right.
But Levitt put on a hell of a show. Don Zoll, Mark Allison finished third. RJ Saturday had a great night, finishing fourth. Ronald Seely finishing fifth. Curtis Burns and Gary Wyatt finishing door-to-door over the finish line. And then Gary Lavoie and Austin Ward. Austin Ward never ran with our truck series.
Yep.
He had a rough night on Saturday night, but he said he had a lot of fun at the track at least.
Yeah, and they did. They put a lot of work in to do their start and park on the next night of racing, so kudos to them for that.
The one four lap.
So, yeah, I want to thank the Late Model Truck Series, of course, for putting on a two-day show there, and the second race. Bill Black joined us. He couldn't Saturday because that was his birthday on Saturday. So he was doing birthday things. Yeah. At his age, you got to enjoy all the birthdays you can get.
I walk up, shake his hand, tell him happy birthday, and he said, "We don't have. I don't recognize that day no more." When you get to my age, it does another day.
But he's a good guy, and we race with him a lot in the truck series, and he always has a smile on his face, even when he's pissed off and had a bad night. He always smiles, and his wife and his son are always out there with him, so it's always good. Now we got to send a shout out to Mark Barth and his Street Stock, picking up that win. And that was another emotional win because you've seen him get out of the car and the fans are screaming and he's all hyped up, and he put a lot of work into that Street Stock.
Yeah, that was a good race too. He put on a good show.
He did.
He was up front.
I know you were looking in your mirror watching those two battles. I was like, you know they're going to catch you eventually. And Richard Self and Don Zoll put on a hell of a show for second and third. They battled almost the entire race. And then Dwight Kelly finishing fourth. It was a good race. It was a good race. I'm hoping to see more Street Stocks down there. Now let's talk about that mini stock race. Because they were off-roading half the night.
Yes,
we had a great car count of 13 mini stocks showed up. That is a great car count for us. And Richard Self, of course, winning it, Ashton Rossi, who is a dirt mini stock driver also, and him and his brother both showed up this race in the 43, and he put on a hell of a show. I mean, he came from the back, I want to say twice in that race after spinning out, and he's one of those guys. The last time I was there on a Friday night, he showed up, and he was out there running laps, trying to figure out that track, so that's good to see him. And Jaden Barth, Mark Barth, AJ Hinsaya?
Hensei.
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 I'll talk to him about it and see, tell you guys.
I thought that's your friend. You should know his name.
I call him by AJ.
It's clearly witness protection. So.
Yep.
Him by AJ.
I can see it. Daniel Gregory, one, and then Hayden Rossi, and then Aiden Kano in the 37, Dwight Kelly, Landon Barth in the 20, and then Ryan Self in the 69, who took a pretty hard hit on Sunday, but we were glad to see he was good, and he's ready to come back. And unfortunately, that's not his first hard hit, but he's one of those kids that he keeps on trying, even if he has a bad night. So, and then we go the second main for Saturday for the mini stocks. We have Richard Self, Mark Barth, AJ, Ashton Rossi, Jaden Barth, Aiden Kano, Daniel Gregory, Dwight Kelly, Landon Barth, Hayden Rossi, Juan, and Ryan Self. And I think Gary told him multiple times, if you keep going through the dirt, you're coming down here sweeping it up for us.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a fun.
We got some 15, 16-year-old kids out there racing, and a couple of those kids kept taking the corner, you know. And I told them in tech, I said, look, I will stop this race and give you guys a broom.
Mm-hmm. Just hand them a broom. Uh-huh. They won't do it again.
And the problem is they don't think I will. That's the problem.
I'm here to tell you he will.
I think Arlie was dead serious. Arlie was like, I'm about to go down and pull this kid out of his car and tell him to sleep up. After the second or third time going through it, I was like, yeah, that's not a whole lot of fun. Shit happens. And it's racing and... Oh, Lord, RJ's in the comments now. Now we're all in trouble.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show, not a comment show.
Yeah.
And then for Sunday, I do not have the results for Sunday. Why do I not have results?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Wyatt. There we go.
Guy with the whip that runs the blower?
Oh, That's how we get Justin to work.
I want to give that guy a shout out. We were cheering him on Saturday night on the main side. He was like, everyone was trying as hard as they could, and then here he comes rolling up. Like, he was hustling, and he was doing a good job.
That's Jesus. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Jesus is.
You would see him flying a kite out there probably between races if he still had his kite.
I think the last race we were out there, somebody said there's a guy in the pits with a fishing pole. What the hell is he doing? And I said, oh, that's Jesus. Don't worry about him. I was like, that's actually a kite.
He does what he wants.
He was just using the pit, and he had the whip that he throws rocks with and stuff.
Oh no, that's his slingshot.
Yeah, the slingshot. Okay. Yeah. So he was doing stuff with it, and I was talking, and I believe it was Ryan. I was like, Ryan, look. I'm like, that's his slingshot. I'm like, that thing's cool could be. It shoots rocks or it could go across the pit.
He was standing there, and Ryan went on the track for his first practice Sunday morning, and Bill, the photographer, looks back, and you see Jesus doing this, and I was like, oh, just watch. And he's like launching the rocks into the cornfield, the hayfield, cornfield,
whatever.
I'm like, that's Jesus. I was like, he's in his own little world, and he's a great dude, and he runs that track, and he's quick with that blower to clean all that dirt up, and all those mini stocks went through it. So he kept us all in line. He kept yelling at me on Sunday.
Somebody's got to.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Survival for Jesus, because Jerry makes him catch his own food that way. Otherwise, he don't eat.
I believe that. Now
that guy eats better than I do.
I was like, you know what? He's like, I'm always out here with Gary. He was like, I just have to entertain myself sometimes. I was like, but you're out in the middle of nowhere. Yes. There's Gary alone.
And by the way, he has been there since Wednesday with me. So
nice.
He goes down with me. And
every time I seen him, he was hustling something.
Yeah, he's a good guy, a good worker, and you know, he gets rewarded. Don't think he don't get rewarded. But
Gary actually stole him away from Mark Allison.
No, I didn't steal him. Mark Allison volunteered him to me. At first, I was hesitant, but, man, let me tell you, he's really on that truck, on that cleanup truck, and you know, his focus is if there's oil or dirt or whatever, let's just get it off of the, you know, and let's get it off the track and continue the racing. So
And that's what I told him on Saturday, because every time he's seen a little bit of dust cloud, I was like, just hold on. I was like, nobody actually went through. They just kind of rubbed it a little bit. We're good. We're good. But a couple of times, the kids actually went into the infield and was like launching it back on the track. Yeah. He was the first one out there. He was like, let's go, let's go. I'm like, just calm down. Like, the cars are still at full speed right now. We can't roll in yet. But he's a good dude. And like Gary said, he works his ass off out there.
Oh, yes, he does.
We do like having him out there. And then
he definitely makes Michael's job a lot easier. Yeah, because I don't have to do it.
Well, yeah, Gary can yell at him and not you anymore.
I yell. I never yell at Mike.
Well, Mike, everybody else you yell at.
I've never yelled at Michael, have I?
We've yelled at each other, I think.
my kids are like, Are they happy or no? I was like, they're not yelling. We're good.
Hey, and by the way, thank you for spotting for me this weekend.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
He was actually looking at the track this time.
I didn't have to. He was looking at the track. I don't know what truck he was looking at next to me. I had to figure it out.
Well, quiet because he was clear. And, you know, and I'm not going to say anything unless there's somebody around you.
And. Only if you knew the conversation we were having, and it sure wasn't about the racetrack.
Right.
Yeah. About Mike Miller cooking.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot. Oh, matter of fact, I think I did tell him Michael owes us some ribs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kept my word.
He kept his word to me. Because I walked by and he had two plates with four of them. I was like, this is for you and this is for Wyatt.
And then I sent a message. I have more if anybody else is hungry. And then I started getting yelled at. Because he never passed messages along.
I definitely passed the messages on.
Now, I will say,
listen.
Smoking meat at the racetrack changed my perspective about smoking meat, especially how nice my smoker fit in the trailer with the car.
Nice.
It was like it was made for it. Like, it was great.
Wow.
You definitely made the room for it, so yes.
Your wife definitely has your back. I don't know why, but...
I do.
Gary White never raises his voice. Me and Michael call bullshit.
I don't need to.
Let's see. You never raise your voice. I didn't hear you raise your voice one time all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, Friday night I had to get Saturday night. That's okay.
The show goes on.
That's right. Hey,
only when necessary.
Just because I talk louder than you do don't mean I'm yelling at you.
No, but sometimes you still... In a place
of
business, especially a racetrack.
I can't wait.
You first try the nice way, and sometimes you have to...
Wait.
Miller just had your back, I think.
I know, but hold on. The key word was racetrack.
Well,
and
even in a place of business.
Sometimes if you do it the nice way and it don't work,
mm-hmm.
then you have
dad
to
dad voice
it
has
the,
come out. Mm-hmm.
The dad voice.
Yeah.
My kids get the dad voice a lot.
Not for me. From him.
No, with you, it's, oh, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Go for it. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going home with me tonight. You're
right.
Good.
That's right. You want all them candy bars? Eat them. You want all that soda? Drink it. Whatever. You ain't staying with me. You're going home.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, we're going to move on to more results. We'll talk about the results from Sunday, which was a very hot, hot, hot day. Thank you, Wyatt, for making me stand out on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were doing that, I was laying down in the trailer in the shade.
I know. And then I walked by there, like, it's so damn hot out here. Like, how do you think I feel over here?
I'll get you an umbrella next time. Don't worry. Yeah, so the wind can blow it.
I turned black on Saturday, because I kept spraying myself with sunscreen. And then this dirt was coming off the track and the rubber, and it just, like, my arm was completely black, and I was like, yeah. This is what we're doing now. And then you lift my sleeve and it's like, whoa. But anyway, back to results. Richard Self won our street stock race on Sunday, followed by Mark Barth and Dwight Kelly. Our factory stock was won by Vinnie Rucci Jr. Dylan Ranke came in second. RJ Smotherman, Mark Barth, Andrew Anderson, Derek King, Ryan Perkins, Arizona Shea, and Stephen Irvine. You gave me the look like I said something wrong.
I was just listening along.
Like I said something wrong there. But I wish that all the people that jumped different cars, I wish we would have three more cars, because Ryan Perkins, Mark Barth and RJ Smother were all new drivers on Sunday that didn't race on Saturday. But I wish we could get them all together in different cars. Put on a good show like Mike wants 20 cars.
20. I will accept 32, but at that point I might race with a spotter for the first time ever.
We're halfway there. We were halfway there this weekend. We had 10.
No, I was talking to Pete in the trailer, and we were just talking, you know, I'm like, yeah, we got to come back and bring more cars.
A lot more cars.
And friggin' he immediately, Pete Meyer-like, called Nick Nusitelli asking, hey, man, are you selling your two-car trailer?
No, nice.
I'm like, did you hear you're selling it? He's like, no, but I figured we might need one. Long story short, he was not selling the two-car flat. I was like, Pete, we have trailers. We have trailers, tow trucks. We got it. But he's about it, too. But he's not a big out-of-town racer himself, but we'll find someone for the seat.
But he has a love for racing.
And he really likes hanging out with the guys, too.
He likes boys weekends.
I was like, he walked up to me immediately and said, thank God for having us, and shook my hand. I was like, that's not the Pete Meyer's. Usually Pete's to himself when it comes to everybody else. I see the way he is with everybody else, but like maybe it's just me and Wyatt. He just don't talk to us, but I was like, I know.
No, that's cool. And that's fun of traveling and the other tracks is hanging out. And you know, you guys had the motorhome, of course. So
as you said, bring the square body tow truck.
Will it make the drive down there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
We like it,
I feel like it belongs there.
It does belong there. So when you bring it down, leave it. I got a trailer down there. You can tow your car back.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to be racing, and then after the race, I'm going to help out. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I'm like, don't worry, guys. Then, you take this one off. I got this one. I'll back it up.
Yeah, Andrew Anderson said, I'll keep inviting more and more people. I think I scared him away when I backed into the wall. He came down from Havasu. Andrew's usually a Havasu driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everybody, he said, don't go high on turn four. It will not stick. It's like a Days of Thunder type of words right there. And then three Havasu cars came down with them. And he was like, I did the one thing I told all of them not to do, and he put it in the wall. But he's back out there, and as far as I know, he's still leading the points. He's still leading the points right now, and he just keeps on trucking along.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really nice guy. Yeah,
Andrew,
really, really fun.
And he's another one.
And you know, I have noticed he comes by himself.
Always by himself.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I think he had an issue on Sunday because I seen a bunch of people under the hood of his car, and then I heard the 9 might not make the main.
Well, they were all under the hood of the car just looking at the speed of the Ford. That's all they were doing.
Ford admiration.
Uh-huh. They were. You know,
they might have not ever seen anything like that at the race before.
Exactly.
He said he has no friends. He's like you. He has no friends.
I understand.
His friends are his wife and kids. They just stay at home.
I understand, Andrew. No friends.
If you're at the racetrack to make friends, you better brought them with you.
That's right.
That's what I always said. Now, the Mini Stocks put on a great show Sunday also with AJ, like we talked about, for Battleborn Racing here in Vegas. Mm-hmm. He picked up his win in his first career win, right?
Mm-hmm. First career win.
So that was awesome. And then Richard Self, Jaden Barth, Landon Barth, Daniel Gregory, Juan, Dwight Kelly, Ashton, and Ryan rounded out the top 10. And the mini stock class is growing, and I feel like more and more people want to, because during the autograph session, a guy walked up and was like, what is that car? I was like, it's just a front-wheel drive car. I was like, at one point, I think we had a Honda Accord out there, the new Honda Accord. What was Logan? That was a newer, it was an Accord, right? The 7 and the 77, the father and son,
yes,
the JP.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he just bought that car, and it was like a 2015 or 16, and he went out and raced it.
And he left the air conditioning in it to be able to run the air conditioning.
And I kind of just looked at him and I was like, what happened to that car for you just to say, let's just fucking gut this thing and go race it? But I guess some people just don't care. But we have late model truck series, which is Donzo won
the cow. That AJ's car sat in my backyard for 2 years because it hit a cow.
The blood is still on.
I got
funny.
It for free, yeah. And then it sat back there, and I was going to make it a mini stock. And then I just gave it to AJ because he wanted to start racing. So
nice.
And I'm glad to hear he got his first race, or I'm sorry, his first win in Blythe.
Correct.
He will be back.
Yeah, he will be back.
Now the whole cow situation, is there really blood still under the hood?
Yes, there is really still blood. And
I tried telling him I know a couple techniques to get the blood out.
Yes, correct.
But he said the pressure washer didn't do it.
Yeah. So he had the hood up, and they're talking to me, and he's like, yeah, there's still blood and cow fur under there from when he hit the cow driving back.
That's why the hood's all dented on the right front. It hit a cow.
I actually thought it was from the skid plates in Vegas.
It's a race car now, but no, yeah, my friend had it, and he had it up in Idaho and hit a cow and kept it in his backyard and then said, here's the title, here's the keys, come and get it. And then I got the car, and I was going to build it into a mini stock for my sister, but then she decided not to race, so I gave it to AJ. So
good. And he got his first win.
Yeah, and he gets his feet wet in it.
So now next time that car's out there, the tech needs to lift the hood.
Yeah, so you guys can get a laugh in. Yeah.
Pay attention to the hood next time and picture it wasn't hit by another car.
Yeah.
And then you'll understand.
Right.
Well, if it wasn't a race car, that dent would mean something. But if you own a race car,
it would make it look like you hit another car.
In.
No, that was a cow.
And the cow was not on
the
race
car.
The
car was red, so like it blends. You know what I mean? There's also a rumor about there's still a little bit of cow fur under there too. Is what AJ told us. But
it definitely is.
That's its good luck.
Good luck, Charlie.
Hey, he was fast on both days. He had a little issue getting through traffic on Saturday, but Sunday he definitely took off and never looked back. I think him and Richard changed spots one time, but it battled right back. So I told him on Saturday, I was like, if you got through traffic, you're good. But I was like, the second you're back there, he wants to go high sometimes and like backs out of it. Like, nope, we're not doing that.
That was a learning curve for him.
Yeah.
He never had to pass and set up people. So all weekend, me and Kyle are in his ear. This is what you got to do: how to pass people, how to set them up. And on Sunday, it just clicked. He said,
"Heck yeah,
go to work."
Well, I was like, when you start on the pole, it makes it a lot easier. You don't have to worry about passing cars. You just go until you hit some lap cars. And when he got in lap traffic, I was like, I was lucky. He was good because everybody moved up for him and let him pass. And I was like, okay, good. But Let's Go Truck Series, Don Zoll picked up the win on Sunday, which Don was out there driving everything with four wheels and anything he could get in. He was driving this weekend. Ronald Searley, that's how you say his name, Searley, came out of Tucson. He finished second. David Levitt came home third after the win on Saturday, followed by Mark Allison, Gary LaVoy, Gary Wyatt, and then R.J. Smotherman had a rough go of that race, unfortunately, hitting the outside wall. He said he still had fun, and he still will be back, but unfortunately, that race did not end well for him. Also, thanks to Bill Black for coming out the day after his birthday, and then we had Austin Ward, who showed up on Sunday just to make a few laps, and like Gary said, he's a racer. He's still going to stay out there for a few laps. He said, it was like, as soon as we go, we're going to make a one lap and leave. And I think he made about three or four.
Yeah.
You could tell the truck wasn't right. And it was.
I called it in the driver's meeting.
Yeah, he said, nope, you're going to stay out.
Trust me.
It was like, you could tell he wanted to go, and you could see the front end wasn't quite right. But, you know, they worked through the night because they were wrenching on that truck all morning to try to get it out there. So who didn't that we talked about? I think that's all of them, all the results. But again, thank you for everybody that came out. You guys are making Blythe come back, and all the good words I was reading on Facebook, all the good words from everybody. Everybody seemed to have fun, and you're always going to have one negative, but a lot of positives, and we just move on from that. Again, thank you all for coming out.
Thank you for having us and taking us in and letting us race at your guys' track.
What was your expectations going into it versus what you actually experienced?
Or what you've heard.
Right.
My expectations going into the weekend was just keep it in one piece and learn how to race a different track that I haven't been to and raced on. Obviously, it went better than that, as you could tell in the stats. But that's all it was going through my mind was is just keep it in one piece, learn the track, learn how to race around new people. Saturday definitely was a hard learning curve for me.
Right.
I still didn't know how to race the track after qualifying and the heat races, but running behind the 87 car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He definitely showed me how to get around that track on the Saturday night.
Cool.
Race.
That's good.
I learned a lot in the 5 laps I followed him. And
I mean, Chris has been out there. That's Chris Van Hurst. He's been out there for years. And
yeah.
So, like I said, so I learned a lot from him, just watching him and following him in the race. And then, obviously, that just went into my head. And then all the way until Saturday or Sunday, I just – took that and added a little bit more the way I would do it, and I mean the lap time showed it. So
definitely clicked.
And it's crazy because you look at everybody like Dylan Ranky's fast out there. He has a completely different line.
Yeah.
Chris Van Hurst is fast out there. He put it on the pole
Saturday night.
He had a completely different lap, like a different line. And then you went out there, and Don Zolo's out there, and he's in a completely different line. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the same and. It's all 4 fast cars, and that's what makes that track fun.
Yep, the good old turn 4 sky jump, according to RJ, that's exactly what it is. You've got to get around that. That's what screws up everyone.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that RJ's probably not understanding. Every vehicle that went through there has the same.
Yeah.
Exact same, right?
Yes.
It's not like we put it out there just for RJ. It's there.
It's there for everyone, and it's definitely that's why I call the track, it's a driver's track.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be up on the wheel. You got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm calling it a driver's track, because it's not just going to be the same thing every time.
All right.
You
kind of like a dirt track. It's
not
going to be the same.
It's
not going to
be the same every time.
Yeah.
Do you think your dirt experience helped you on that particular track?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, you definitely learned that car control, and you definitely need a little more car control there with that bump. I mean,
oh, yeah.
As soon as you hit that bump, you see all the cars going like this, and you see them all flying out.
Definitely
you
some trouble
going
on to get it not
to
step out through the bumps.
Yeah, with me, my expectations, honestly, anytime we go out of town, it's just have a good time with the boys and get away. But, and also not the right car, because this is how luck goes a week and a half away from our next race. You know what I mean? And I'm not – my first thought process, first session Saturday, I felt he was running a decent time.
Right.
But I really looked in the trailer to see if we had a second set of tires, because I'm like – this isn't sustainable for 2 days the way the car was handling. And then it just blew my mind. I think I have to build another 100 horsepower next time we show up. I think it can take more.
And by the way, Dylan said it right, keeps you on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why I call it a driver's track. You got to be on your A game to get around.
Yeah,
the
it's not a horsepower
and
track.
Another thing, restarts.
To drivers.
I was really surprised how much you can get on that outside lane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You need some help and some hiccups from whoever's in first, but I've seen it even RJ and who is he? Oh, you weren't even watching. I looked at you like you were sitting next to me. It was Kyle. When RJ was passing for third, he got him on the outside, not even on a restart. He just put it up there and got it. It took a couple laps. It might have been 87 he got.
I was like, RJ said you have to use the bump as a if you hit the bump right, it hooks up.
That is very correct.
You use it to set going into the corner.
And then Ryan Perkins jumped on here and said, I learned how to use the bump once I got the tire replacement.
And he was in Nick's car. That's Ryan.
Yeah.
No, that's the way I look at Blythe is it's a driver's track.
Well, and that's the characters, you know, what sets different tracks apart are the characteristics of each track, you know, and that happens to be one for Blythe Speedway.
But I do tell you it is not a horsepower track.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Definitely who can get through the turn the fastest and the, you know, who's got their car turning and who can figure out how to drive the track.
It showed a lot, too, when Kyle got in the car, because we all told him about the bump right away.
he hit it every lap.
And then, so, like, the first couple laps, like, his time, he's a wheel man, you know. And his first couple laps, you could see him just easing through it because you could actually see the front end go like a speed bump, which is not – when he was loading up going right through it, it didn't do all that.
Right.
And then I knew he was ready the first time he came off four to go across the line. I'm like, it didn't bobble. He's on it. He drove through it. He definitely – he didn't roll that one.
He definitely did a good job for never seeing that track before and just going
and
out.
And he didn't get there because he was actually working where? Tonopah?
He was working in
Laughlin. Yeah, so he was debating coming in. He was very happy he showed up and stayed for Sunday. Kyle Jackson, he was supposed to work Sunday, so he was just going to stay there.
Got another person that wants to come down and race after that, though.
Cool.
That's great. And by the way, I saw your dad. I just didn't get a chance to go shake his hand and say hi. You know,
he showed up even later. I shut my head. I said, Vinny, what are you doing here?
I'm sitting in lineup on Sunday, and I see his truck rolling, and I'm like, that ain't his truck, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm standing, and like, I'm sitting in the race car, and it's red flag mini stocks, right? It's six to go. AJ's leading. So I'm sitting in my car, and I'm like, that ain't my dad. And I see him walk around, and he's got the Retiration shirt on. And I'm like, he came out? Like, he didn't even call me. He told me he was coming out.
The surprise attacked you.
Then he walks up and goes, so is this the heat race? And I'm like, no, this is the main event. And he goes, well, how did AJ do it? I'm like, he's currently out on the racetrack. It's red flag. It's six to go. And he booked it up there.
Cool. And he walked up. He waved. He kind of waved at me. I was like, where the hell were you all weekend? You definitely weren't here. But
he heard about the hot dogs I made, and he's like,
he definitely showed up at the right time, though.
But he got to see AJ get his win, and then you get your win. And
he's that dude. You haven't seen him all weekend. You see the victory lane photos. He's in them.
He is
that
That's a long way to go to be in a picture.
But, hey, he did it. Yeah.
And it's good to see him, and you guys all talked about his street stock that you're helping him build. And
building a street stock, yes.
So
that'd be good because there's some competition there. Them guys are really good racers out there at Blake Speedway that are out there in the street stock division.
Richard Self has that thing. He has that car moving. And Mark Barth, Mark gave him a run for his money on Sunday, too. It was right on his bumper. You see Mark is still learning a little bit with the street stock because, like, he came from the mini stocks.
Right.
And now he's jumping in factory stocks. He's turning into Don Zoll out there, just trying to jump in everything. But Sunday he ran the factory stock, and he was like, that's a lot of freaking fun out there. And him and RJ had a good battle going. The two cars that were smoking door to door just. But
they were smoking at different moments.
it's okay though.
Slop.
It's okay though. They put on a good show, and that's all it's about, and having fun. And everybody got out of the car smiling and said they had fun. So I think that's a win for all of us that put on this show. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's always a good night when everyone's smiling.
I wish Don Zoll would have made it in the street stock on Sunday and seen that race again. But I know when he parked it in victory lane, he was like, the motor's done, I think.
See, and I didn't get to see the street stock race Saturday, so when I see him being towed off backwards, I'm thinking something happened. It did not look like the car that just won.
No, he finished third. Yeah, I think he finished third on Saturday. He made it down to the front stretch, and Ryan had to go retrieve him. What?
Who are you paying?
Oh, Ryan? Ryan said Justin is a cool flag guy. But again, I'm out there.
He went on an acid trip one time and never came back.
Hey, thank you. I didn't know.
I'm a racer, and you see me. I give every thumbs up coming on the track. I try to make everybody feel welcome at our track. You know, like, and we're all part of this, and we all want to see this track go. And I've been there since day one. Unfortunately, I can't walk away from it. Wyatt won't let me.
Well, I am hog tied. Well, those little gestures go a long way. You know, I remember that from, like, in Havasu. I felt welcome there at Havasu racing. I don't remember what it was, but, you know, they did the same thing, and they came around to the pits and was like, hey, thanks for coming and all that. And, yeah, I was nobody.
I'm saying, you know, Arlie does the same thing. Arlie, we were in a golf cart, kind of waved to everybody.
I've seen him like 7 times throughout the weekend. I loved it. We had full-on conversations. It was cool.
We might
That's where he was.
He was hiding.
But yeah, he's probably talking to me.
Oh, we're talking to Vinny. But, I mean, like I said before, I was like, we want to make everybody feel welcome. And you're not going to get that at every track. There's tracks that the guy would just drive by in the car and just stare at you. Like,
right.
You're spending a lot of time and a lot of money traveling, especially to us, traveling out to see us and race at our track. And
well, Vinny, you go to different tracks racing your dirt modified. What unique things do you see at these different tracks that stand out to you that you'd like to kind of see at your home track? Or even at Blake's
people. Yeah, no, your new home.
Your new home.
Exactly.
I'll help you, Michael.
Right. So, the way I would do it is so, like, when I go to different tracks, a lot of people are like, thank you for coming, and they introduce themselves, and they see that someone came out of town and actually is trying to come and visit a new track.
Support, yeah.
Patronize their
and
track.
And support the track. Yeah. So, like, Gary, yourself, Justin, like all you guys came up and were like, thank you for coming. I appreciate you guys being here. Like stuff like that makes people want to come back.
Right.
And it just is on and on and on. And I wish we still had that at the Boring, but unfortunately we don't.
Right.
You know, I mean, it'd be cool to have TJ walk around and tell everyone thank you. But at the same time, it's too many people there right now.
Right.
He's got his head on other stuff. But I do appreciate you guys coming up and saying
Arley as well. He's
yeah, Arley.
A bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
Well, he just was there with Arley.
He's like,
what?
Check it in.
That's what it was.
Arley was just checking on the food.
Uh-huh. No,
it had nothing to do with you guys.
Stuff like that, you know, people out of town that want to come to a new track and experience it, it's nice to know that you're welcome there. And
right.
It's nice to know that, like, even the race car drivers and the crews are like, thank you for coming. Like, thanks for bringing cars down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that, it just makes you want to come back and want to race.
Did any other drivers from locally or anything, you know, talk to you guys and say, hey, thanks for coming?
Mm-hmm.
Anything
oh,
like
yeah.
That? So,
okay. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Cool. That makes a difference, too, when you...
So even though I've known you since just out of diapers, I still got to go say hi to
yes.
you?
Okay. Well, as a racetrack, you know.
Oh, right, you're conditioned there.
Not the other way, you know.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Yeah.
You know, and Gary's always talked about this in the past, you know, when we travel different tracks with the late model truck series and stuff, that's part of the fun of traveling is experiencing the new people, the new experiences.
New people, new racetrack, the
right.
way of house,
just
stuff
hanging
is
out
grand.
With your friends when you go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a unique experience, you know, something new always happens every time.
No, I have to ask, how did you like the Blythe fans? Because I heard the screaming and yelling, especially when AJ got out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
That crowd went crazy. And you don't hear that everywhere. Usually, like, a lot of tracks like Vegas, you get a lot of, like, your hometown. They have people. They're there to see. Half of them are just family, and you hear the little screams.
I'll give it to Gary and you guys. Saturday night, that place was sold out.
Yeah.
The stands were packed.
And Sunday, unfortunately.
I mean, I understand Sundays is kind of hard. People don't really want to go out.
And it was
hot.
And it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
You know,
but no,
yeah.
Saturday night, I'll give it to you guys. You guys had the stands packed.
And they're loyal. They're loyal fans.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I heard them cheering you on.
They were very happy that a Vegas person came down and won. And
thank God they were loud because I was booing.
We couldn't hear you bullying because we were cheering.
It was definitely a fun weekend, and I am looking forward to doing it again. So
Derek King chimed in. He wants to know when you're coming back.
Not for Mother's Day. I love my wife and my kids, and I like to continue seeing them every day. And the way my finances are set up right now, I can't afford a divorce.
Wait, you said you love your wife. Well, it has nothing to do with Mother's Day. That's right.
Yeah,
that's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, not Wife's Day.
She's the mother to my beautiful son. You know what I mean?
I personally will not be there for Mother's Day. I will be hanging out with my mom because my mom lets me do what I love to do, and that is race cars. And
just tell her, hey, Mom, we got a race down in Blythe. She'll let you hang out down there with her.
Not going to happen.
You don't understand. you would know what was up if that happened and he showed up, because me and not even Pete would be balls in the
It would definitely be me just by myself.
Mm-mm.
You know,
and there's the wife, there's the wife right there.
Again.
Kelsey just trying to be smart, man.
You know,
we must not be talking about the same Michael over here.
See, Dylan's mom's coming to the track. Where else take your mom to the racetrack?
No.
Buy her way in for the racetrack.
No.
See that?
Yeah.
You know,
my mom ain't going to do that. My mom is not.
Dylan,
I
don't
go
to
right
now.
Did you read Andrew's comment?
No.
I'm playing this in my house. Don't be saying that too loud that you're skipping the race for Mother's Day when
my wife can
hear you.
I'm not skipping it.
Well, you're the point clear. That's a whole different conversation.
Right, yeah.
Oh, then you go, right?
She'd understand.
My mom would understand that.
Marriage is all about give and take.
And now your mother chimes in.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I told you. She just brought up the pasta salad. I said I wouldn't get no more if I let him do that.
Yeah, she might get pasta salad.
Funny story, though. Our friend Joey was over at the shop after work a couple of weeks ago, and we were getting the car ready to come to Blythe. He convinced me that Mother's Day was the 21st. I was already tweaking and rearranging it, and then about the third person that was like shocked, wait, it's in like a week? I was like, let me check this information. It's May 12th.
Yeah,
in case anybody needed to know,
he
it's
called
May
me
12th.
And he was just like, Mother's Day is not Sunday, and I was just like, well, that's nice to know. Yeah.
Kelly, if you can guarantee me Dylan's gonna be there for Mother's Day, I'll take the blender.
Oh, there you go.
What's the blender?
Oh, that's
it's a blender. Gas-powered blender.
It's a margarita
blender. Oh, I like margaritas.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're not going to be there on Mother's Day.
No, but I could be there another weekend.
So what you said, I will bring. That means it's on location right now.
But he takes it back here because we have parties here. And that is a hit here. So
Kelly, you better be on the phone with Dylan, finding out if he's coming.
It needs to come back here.
You know, believe it or not, like last year's race, there was a Mother's Day race, and it was a really good turnout. There's a lot of, families there.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking back to that race, the stands were packed.
Yes.
You know, of course, every we going to give out 100 roses or something like that, flowers. Not roses, but, flowers to, I think, the first 100 that come through the gate. So... But, what am I missing out on?
Dylan, educate your mom a little bit, please. So, to all the mothers that come in the track, we'll get a rose.
Or a flower,
whatever you call it. So, and be watching the Facebook, be watching the website. We will have more information on there here in the next few days.
And that's blythespeedway.com.
Oh, there's Ryan saying thank you for letting him race his first ever race.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
now
you
need to build your own car.
They have another money.
They already
time
the
and funds before the season started kind of slowed it down.
Well, the funds having Michael Miller build it is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Apparently that's a problem. I built too good of a car. That's what I'm hearing on the old Facebook. Martin Luther King had a dream and everyone loved him. I had a dream and went
here we
too
are.
Far.
Yeah, here we are.
Except for it, my dream had it painted nicer and not so much drawing.
So easy. I like my drawings on my race car. The fans.
They are cool. That is a cool
I
concept.
Think that is the coolest thing ever.
It is.
Okay.
Legend's Trace, my son, he's traced on the hood.
Yeah, me and Legend are on the hood.
Paint markers.
Yeah, paint markers.
Cool.
The fans, there was multiple fans walked up and was like, anybody write on the car? I was like, I think Vinny has markers. So
I definitely did have markers. So they filled in all the blank spots that I had on it.
I even got to find the new nose.
Yep.
All right. We've got a few more minutes. Any sponsors you want to talk about?
Silver Star Plumbing, my mom and dad. Thank you. Pete, which is Aqua Perfect, Full Circle Water, Dallas and Houston, Dynamis, Mike for spending all the long hours in the shop with me to make sure the cars are ready to go race. Same with Pete. Justin Ciccini is our new member of the race team, and hopefully he can pick up some good finishes here too. And
also our new sponsor, www.allcarnotalent.com. Go check us out.
Oh, cool. And that'll be it. Thank you guys for having us and letting us take that bike.
Yep. Can't wait to see you sometime.
I'm looking at the schedule this week.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate it, guys.
Anything else, Justin?
Yep.
Thank you for joining us. And Michael's not stopping me no more. He's still coming back. I'm trying.
Does that mean you guys quit?
Yeah. We gotta keep it from Justin. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening.